fucked up everything. Guess what? Alice Ball is dead.
What? What are you talking about? Who's dead?
How comes that you don't know her? She found a treatment to the leprosy.
Oh, the one that lied and sold someone's work.
You guys are completely out of touch. She's been dead for decades. She lived during the 19th century. And you sound so stupid saying that she stole the work and took all the credit. Of course she tried to take all the credits. She's the one who found the treatment. It was men like you that discredited her.
Indeed. Alice Ball was a scientist that found the best treatment to leprosy and was one of the first black women to get a diploma in pharmacy. Unfortunately, and during all her life, she faced many difficulties such as racism or a society that didn't believe her because a man has made her work his own. Her story leads us to think about women's world and more generally place in society and how it evolved since the 19th century. Welcome to you, listener, in the weekly episode of your favorite podcast about women, Breaking the Silence. Today, we'll start by looking at the historical context of women, mostly in the 20th century. Then, we'll make the link with the current situation and finish by talking about the solutions envisaged and are conceivable.
Alice Ball was an amazing woman that society didn't believe. It brings us to ask some questions. Is it something that happens or happens a lot? Why are women not listened to like men are?
At the time of Alice Ball, there was a lot of major events that affect the life of women during this century. In America, Afro-Americans suffered of racism by white people, just like the segregation, and we were in a period of development for sciences. In fact, this domain was monopolized by white men because women were considered like incompetents who couldn't work in a main domain. Then, women couldn't vote and they were dependent of their father or husband because they were recognized like an object. Despite their remarkable findings in the science industry, they were not listened to and believed given that they were different obstacle and of race. Despite their remarkable findings in the science industry, they were not listened to and believed given that they were different obstacle of races and genres, which has caused a non-recognition of their works during their living. With the progress of mentalities, they were valorized after their death.
For instance, Alice Ball was a chemist who has grown up in Seattle and who has studied at the Hawaii University in which she was graduate. She's known today for her discovery of a treatment for leprosy, which has been stolen by Arthur Dean, who didn't mention her. She hasn't been listened to by other scientists. After her death, she has been revered and recognized like the mother of this treatment.
To finish, the World War I has shaken the progress of sciences.
How about now? Did women have more rights? Are they listened to?
Well, sure, we've made a quantum leap, but it took an extraordinarily long time. And even today, women are seen as inferior to men.
Don't be so pessimistic. Now we have your one identity. No. Now we can vote, we can work, we can be paid, we can abort. Well, not in every country, but
yes, see, even when we have rights, men try to steal them from us. In Afghanistan, women can't even work or study anymore. In Poland, we no longer have access to contraception. Even here, men try to dictate our choices. The fight isn't over.
But it's not by feeling sorry for us that we're going to change things.
Sure.
Despite all the pitfalls women have met along the way, many have gone to achieve great things. You probably don't know, but Jane Barrett is the first woman who circumnavigated the world by boat in 1760. She had to pretend to be a man to get a crew. Liz Minnear was ignored by the Nobel Prize, while Otto Hahn wanted for the same conclusion of nuclear fission. Mars Gauthier, trisomy's discovery, was stolen by Jérôme Lejeune, who won a prize for this. The treatment against leprosy of Alice Ball was attributed to the president of her university, right after his.
If women have more rights today, it's because they fought to get them. Let's see how. Let's also see if we can do more.
Yes, but women are already listening by society. Changes were already made in the past.
I don't think I can totally agree with you. Yes, changes were made, and yes, we feel them, but are they enough?
Really? Why do you bother? You're not even concerned about that. You're not a scientist.
I don't want to be mean or rude, but I think that your opinion is not really correct. Because you don't know anything about women. Let me explain it to you.
Okay, fine.
You see,
during the 20th century, women were supposed to stay at home and everything. And some women were, and still are, totally fine with that. But others wanted more. They wanted their own free will. They wanted freedom.
Yet, society didn't care about women's opinion, wishes, or even needs.
They basically didn't care about women.
Yes, you got it?
But you told me changes were made. So what's the problem now?
I also asked you if they were enough. Are they enough?
I don't know. I'm not a woman.
Haha, yes, you're right. I can tell you and be sure about it. They're not enough.
And you know, women fought for this change to be made. It was not easy, but they didn't give up.
Tell me, how did it fight? I'm interested now.
Here, in the United States, to get both rights, it was a long fight. It takes start in the abolitionism. American women were important in the fight against slavery, even if they had been relegated to the background. Then, when the feminism took off, their battle was fought through meetings and sometimes more.
And same for abortion rights, which were revoked not long ago. It was a brutal battle that lasted more than 60 years. Women faced a lot of obstacles, such as people who didn't believe that it was necessary or people that think it is murder.
And now that they revoked it, the fight must go on.
So, you're basically telling me that women are warriors and we should respect them more?
Yes, it sounds normal.
And what do you propose to make things better? Do you have any idea?
The first thing that comes up in my mind is just to respect women and listen to them. Yeah, sometimes they can be wrong. It doesn't mean that their opinion is worthless. I know efforts are made, but it must be more. We just want equality.
In some countries, society puts women, and men also, into boxes. Letting women have the freedom to choose and be who they want to be, as men are, should be normal.
You know Alice Ball and the Matilda effect now?
Sure.
Well, it must end now. Science is a great field for representing difficulties that women face just because of their gender. And if we could inform more people about that, changes will be a lot easier to make.
I am still alone now. Thank you for taking time to explain all this to me.
No problem.
Let's close with some current stories. The Matilda effect was created in 1993 to promote women scientists and mostly to show that women are totally able to do scientific studies and to succeed at it. Then, since 1998, L'Oréal organized a ceremony to reward women's investment in science. To finish, in 2022, a woman called Jessica Wade has written over 1,600 Wikipedia pages on various important and little-known women. Finally, a few pages were removed because they felt they weren't famous enough.
It's now time to conclude this episode. Over the years, consideration and appreciation of women have evolved from ignorance to recognition of their worth. Although men overdominate scientific domains, there are areas monopolized by women, such as education and health, where men suffer discrimination too. But do you think that those discriminations are same as women ones? Do you think men suffer of sexual assault at work? Will we ever achieve gender equality in every domain? And how will we ever achieve those goals? This is the end of today's episode. Thank you for taking time to listen to us. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to talk about us around you. You can also like this episode or even leave a nice comment. Have a great day and see you next week in Breaking the Silence.